Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth in Pennsylvania Politics. I'm your host, Don Nevels. I appreciate you tuning in tonight. I have a lot to say. Most of what we talk about tonight, along with the segments that follow this episode, are some of the reasons I stayed clear of parties for so long and spent 35 years as an independent before changing in 2016 to Republican. Now, drama is the last thing we need in any party, but especially ours. Not only do we get enough of it from the left as it is, it ruins the best laid plans. Yet here we are, absolutely full of it. Although I've met some of the best people around, I've also met the worst right here in the party. Some people like to project an air of authority because they have a title they don't deserve, while others truly fight for the people, not themselves, and seek no recognition. However, that's a subject for another show. Tonight, let's talk about the elephant in the room, which we've heard that expression so many times. Something everyone locally talks about, but not many say out loud. This is about the very first place we and the public turn to for answers, direction, and information, where it all starts for us here in Allegheny County. I have heard and seen the good, bad, and the ugly about this organization at times. So let's start right there, the first faces we see when exploring the local Republican scene, the Republican Committee of Allegheny County, also known as RCAC, chaired by Sam DeMarco. When I started getting heavily involved locally a few years back, one of my first contacts was Sam. It was when I was contemplating running for Congress and was exploring the possibilities. I must admit, I felt somewhat discouraged by the conversation we had. Now, he didn't know me, and maybe throughout our conversation, he thought I wasn't or wouldn't be a good candidate, or I was just some nut calling on the phone. But I felt somewhat put off by our conversation, and that was my first attempt at reaching out for answers in the Republican Party. So at that moment, my original opinions of the party were ringing in my head, and the reasons I've stayed out for so long, because I felt the call should have been more welcoming, regardless if he felt if I was a plausible candidate or not. Again, it's why I've avoided the party for so long, but I just didn't want to let this one call, you know, be the basis of my judgment on the party or on Sam. So as I continued, because I come from a professional background, and when I talk on the phones with people, I'm very nice and I'm very welcoming and accepting, and I just didn't feel that right away. So, again, I wasn't going to blame him right off the bat. He didn't know who I was. It was the first call that I reached out on. So as I continued to reach out to the local committees and started meeting people active in the party, not just the committees, but meeting people active in the party, I noticed this very stark difference in opinions. When I step into a new arena, I like to listen a lot and soak things in so I can make better decisions down the road for myself. But I quickly realized that half the people didn't care for the job Sam was doing, and the other half loved him. That fact was also realized in his last election to the chair. It was extremely close, and it was pretty much split down the middle. So I thought, okay, this is the first issue the party has. Not Sam, but the divide. You know, why is there a divide? Is it because of rumors? Is it because of lies? Is it because of actions? You know, so I had to find out for myself. But if this is the starting point for all things Republican in Allegheny County, we have a real situation because we can never win divided. It just can't be done. So in my thought process, I knew I definitely owed it to myself to meet and speak with Sam at the earliest convenience. Because like I said, one phone call, and now the opinions and input that I've heard from different people throughout the party of others just scratched the surface for me. I like to dig deep and find out what's going on. So I had the opportunity to meet and talk with Sam at a McCormick event. And I decided it was time to go ahead and get to know him for myself. So I walked over and I said hello. We shook hands. And the first words out of his mouth were, "Don, I know we've had some differences, but let's talk about it." Now, he knew that we had some differences because I'm a vocal guy. I post things on Facebook. I'm transparent, not on hide stuff. So if I'm not getting treated right or I think something should have been better, I'm one of those guys that's going to speak out about it. I don't hold back. So, but I was more than obliged to talk to Sam because I wanted to work through this. I mean, this is something I've done my whole life in the military and as a businessman. So we discussed some things, and then we talked about the upcoming election, which at that point I was focused on running for state rep in PA 35. So the meeting was short, I'd say 15 minutes or so, but it was extremely productive. Now, I can't emphasize enough that after we had that conversation, from that point on, Sam received me very well with every phone call or any question I had. And believe me, I ask a lot of questions. I'm surprised he didn't tell me to leave him alone. But anyway, during the general election, Sam ensured that I received money for signs, for yard signs, roughly 8,000 palm cards, and two visits on the Elephant in the Room radio show. Now, do I know if he helped me less or more than any other candidates? I have no idea, but that doesn't matter. The point of all of this, you know, in this whole situation, is that after we talked about our issues, things got much better. Our line of communication was opened, and it was clear. And if I ever have any issues, I know that I can call Sam or I can message him and let him know it, and he'll be more than willing to talk to me about it. As with many things in life, talking about your differences with others is usually the best solution. Most of the time you find out that, well, hey, we're really on the same team, but maybe our path isn't the same to get there. I'm sure many of you have stories or issues maybe with Sam because I've heard some of them, but that was my experience. Now, with that being said, and as a result of this divide, what I've witnessed throughout the party is a complete breakdown in communications. Instead of talking to Sam, the elected chair, getting things solved, communicating with him, and doing it the right way, people stay silent. And when they stay silent, they start forming opinions. And when they start forming opinions, they start breaking away. And then we see the formation of splinter groups. Now, these splinter groups further divide our already small base here in Allegheny County. We need everybody. But with the inter-party fighting and the rhinos and the outright traitors already in place, we must come together as a whole to get back on track. Remaining split is not an option, or we're never ever going to win again. Now, these groups, I've noticed they start out saying they're not happy maybe with the RCAC or the way, you know, a decision Sam made or something, and end up doing what they accuse the other group of doing. If you don't embrace these groups, you get called a rhino. You get accused of taking votes away from other candidates because they chose somebody different, you know, in the primary. The funny thing is you hear complaints from those groups that the rest of the Republicans won't support their candidate choice after a primary, yet they don't support actual elected committee members we currently have. If you don't like what's happening or you see something that you don't agree with, you need to speak up, raise hell, demand a committee meeting to speak out about it. But you can't just bottle up the issues and expect them to go away. Nothing's going to change. You can't sit around and call each other and complain about the person that, you know, or talk behind their back and then plot against each other. I've seen it this entire time that I've been active in this local Republican Party in Allegheny County. I've watched it happen over and over. I've been stabbed in the back. I've had people smile to me, tell me one thing, only to turn around and do the exact opposite. We are all adults. And if you can't take the criticism, you're in the wrong field. Politics isn't pretty. We should all know that by now. But we must work towards a common goal. When you attend a meeting or an event, and the first thing they do or the first thing you hear is them talk about how bad everyone else is in the same party, you're in the wrong meeting. It's things like this that keep us apart and guarantee a loss every time. If we keep attacking each other and finding every fault in every candidate, we will remain a blue state forever. Now, these groups do a lot of good. Don't get me wrong. But if we don't get on the same page, why should anybody even put the effort forward? If the party's split and there's just no hope, why are we even trying? We have to stop battling with each other. It's the same thing with Trump. Half the party loves him, half wants somebody else, and that's okay, as long as after the primary you support the nominee. Just don't disparage the other candidates during the primary. That sets up failure if your pick isn't selected. And we just saw that with Mastriano and Oz. We cut our own throat. Now, I'm not here to lecture, but I'm so discouraged by the actions of those in our own party. I can see why so many everyday voters are confused. The average voter that doesn't pay attention until it gets close to the election, and then they hear the Republican Party split about their candidate, it's just not good. When a Republican congressional candidate receives thousands of votes more than a Republican governor candidate in the same district, we have a serious problem. They actually chose Shapiro, by not voting for Mastriano. When Republicans allow someone like Shapiro to get elected because you didn't like the Republican candidate for governor, it shows our messaging is all wrong. You got to remember, we can always hold a Republican's feet to the fire when elected, but we have absolutely no say when it's a Democrat. And they, the Democrats, embrace and promote every single candidate together. It's why they win all the time. They embrace everybody. They welcome everybody. As I said in a previous broadcast, some Republicans can like 9 out of 10 of your platform issues, but because they don't like the 10th one, they won't vote for you. I mean, you got to be kidding me. We're handing elections to the Democrats, and they're way ahead of us when it comes to elections anyway. So we need to get on the ball. Now, I, for one, want to bring Allegheny County Republicans together and get us on the path of winning and communicating effectively. That's a must do. We have to do that if we want to move forward as a party in Allegheny County. There's been some changes at the RCAC with Lenny Iorio and Gina Paulus being hired to help the committees grow with stronger membership and ensure your vote counts with voter integrity. These are all moves in the right direction. John Schneider has also been a welcome addition to the RCAC and helped me considerably, including on Sundays and his time off. So I'm just asking, please reach out to each other and let's get past our own issues so we can move forward together. There's a lot of people in this party, a lot of great people that just don't see eye to eye on some issues, and I know that if we can just all get in the same room and talk about these and start preaching the same message to each other, we're all going to come together and we're going to start winning like we should. So the bottom line of this show is that we must be unified as a party or we will never win. And it must start at the RCAC. Everybody has to communicate with them, all the committees. The committees can't be split, and then the RCAC is split as well or chooses someone. We have to be on the same page. Like I said, during the primary, it's okay to have different candidates of choice, but once there's a nominee, if we don't get on board, you might as well forget about it. We missed the prime opportunity here in PA 35. We could have held the House. Let's never let that happen again. So please make those calls, schedule a visit, or whatever you have to do to get things resolved. I'll be giving RCAC any support that I can. I appreciate you tuning in and listening to what I have to say. I look forward to your suggestions for getting us all back on the same page. Feel free to comment on this broadcast. You can comment at the bottom in the comment section, or you can hit me up on Facebook. But please reach out. Let's solve our problems, and let's get moving together as a strong party, a strong Republican Party in Allegheny County. Until next time, may you have fair winds and following seas.